And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Make America Healthy Again movement continues gaining momentum as major food companies are now bowing to common sense. Kraft Heinz announced this week that they're going to remove all artificial dyes from their products by 2027 following pressure from HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy. Meanwhile, at Starbucks, the CEO, Brian Nicole, met with RFK on Tuesday and vowed to make the coffee giant's menu healthier. And across the Atlantic, Austrian leftists are showing us exactly where gender ideology leads when taken to its logical conclusion. A leaked bill scheduled for debate would jail parents, doctors, and psychologists for up to 1 year and fine them for attempting to dissuade minors from gender transitions. Now let that sink in. The state wants to criminalize parents who say no to sterilizing their own children. When confronted about the bill, coalition parties immediately started pointing fingers at each other. Yeah, that's how toxic this agenda is. And here at home, the Supreme Court delivered a decisive 6-3 victory for sanity in a Supreme Court case that upheld Tennessee's ban on chemical and surgical gender transitions for minors. But you wouldn't know it was a win for children from reading the legacy media coverage. The Washington Post called it a major setback, while the New York Times labeled it as a bitter setback. Of course, the Associated Press declared it a huge setback for transgender rights. And it was a tough day for them, and the corruption runs deeper than biased coverage. It's embedded in our healthcare system itself. Consumers Research released a report exposing 5 major hospital systems using millions in federal funding and tax-exempt status to push progressive political agendas instead of focusing on patient care. Cleveland Clinic committed $7 million annually to environmental initiatives while performing gender procedures on minors and opposing Ohio's ban on such surgeries, while Vanderbilt was caught calling gender surgeries on children a big money maker before Tennessee outlawed the practice. President Trump this week escalated his war on wind energy, declaring his administration will no longer approve any new wind developments, saying, quote, "We're not going to let windmills get built because we're not going to destroy our country any further than it's already been destroyed." He called the turbines garbage that deface America's landscape. And the announcement builds on his January 20th executive order, halting all wind approvals pending federal review. And in ministry news, we'll close with an update on Pastor John MacArthur, who himself provided an update to his Grace Community Church congregation, confirming that he underwent a second successful lung procedure last month with doctors optimistic about his prognosis. And that will wrap up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.